You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The governor's office is warning that the recent federal budget bill will cost Wisconsin hundreds of millions of dollars. Governor Tony Evers' office released numbers showing that the so-called Big Beautiful Bill will cost the state $284 million in future budgets paid for by Wisconsin taxpayers. 270,000 people here in the Badger State could lose their health insurance. Meanwhile, the White House claims the average American will have about a $3,700 tax cut because of the law. A former local school administrator is now facing federal child pornography charges after facing more than a dozen charges locally. 30-year-old Robert Gilkey Meisinger is a former dean of students at Sun Prairie West High School. He worked there all last school year. He's currently facing more than a dozen charges for child exploitation and possession of child pornography in Dane County. But now the Department of Justice has gotten involved. He's been indicted for similar crimes, and parents are frustrated. NBC News reports that the school district got a tip from a senior about Gilkey Meisinger, saying he seemed to have an inappropriate relationship with one of the teen's classmates. But at the time, the district said her claims were unsubstantiated and they didn't report it to police. They did order him not to be alone with students going forward. That's all according to the NBC News report. The State Journal reports the district has hired a law firm to investigate whether staff followed proper procedures throughout the allegations against Gilkey Meisinger. According to the complaint, at least three students are considered victims or potential victims. If he's found guilty of federal charges he produced child porn, he'll face a minimum of 15 years in prison and a maximum of 30 years. But he's also facing a possession charge, which could carry its own penalty of 10 years behind bars. Willie Street will soon have slower traffic, and that's on purpose. The city's Transportation Commission has approved temporarily allowing parking during rush hour. Right now, during rush hour, parking is not allowed on the busier side of the street, so Willie has two lanes of traffic. But there are some issues. Cars crashing into buildings is more common on Willie Street than most other areas of the city. Someone crashed into Mother Fool's in May, and that's the third time the building's been hit. Willie Street Treasure Shop, Change Boutique, and Ha Long Bay have all had cars ram into their buildings. The Marquette Neighborhood Association pushed for changes specifically to get rid of the rush hour parking ban. The Madison Transportation Commission voted unanimously to make that change. Commission member Chris McCahill.
I know we think that this has been in the news a lot, but people are always going to come out and be like, what's going on? This is crazy that they've taken away a lane. And so actually messaging that this is like a safer Willie Street initiative, so that as people are driving and experiencing the changes, they're connecting it with, like, why are we doing this?
Now, this change is only temporary. It'll last about 6 weeks. During that time, the folks in the traffic engineering division will study traffic patterns and travel times. So you can expect Willie Street to be slower during rush hour starting on September 9th. We've got a lot going on for Labor Day weekend. We've got Taste of Madison Saturday and Sunday. You can have your pick of more than 80 food vendors. It's on the Capitol Square starting tomorrow, right after the farmers market, and then from 11 to 7 on Sunday. Meanwhile, we've also got the Orton Park Festival. It kicks off tonight. There's tons of live music, family activities, and vendors. It's the 60th year of the event. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Have a safe Labor Day weekend. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
A blockbuster trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers holding press conferences today to introduce Micah Parsons, who signed a four-year deal with the team worth $188 million, making him the highest paid player in the league other than a quarterback. Parsons, the most feared pass rusher, ending his time with the Cowboys. Mark Murphy, who retired a month ago as Packers CEO, was holding a press conference at his induction into the team Hall of Fame when the news broke and said he knew nothing of the deal.
Oh. So, what did they give up, Rich?
The Packers giving up their first-round pick next year and in 2027, and 9-year veteran Kenny Clark. College football, the Badgers beat Miami of Ohio 17-0, but starting quarterback Billy Edwards had to leave the game in the second quarter with a leg injury.
I don't have any answers on Billy, so good to see, though, that he was back out there, you know, able to be a part of the game and be with our team and things like that.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Adam Sandler has decided to make yet another attempt at a serious movie role. Oh joy. It's not a total attempt, as Jay Kelly is labeled by Variety as a dramedy. Sandler will play a tell-it-like-it-is showbiz manager to the film's title character, played by George Clooney. How excited is Sandler to be part of the project? He said recently at a presser for the Venice Film Festival, "Holy sh**. I can't believe I'm getting this gift. Break a leg, Adam, and clean up the potty mouth." Speaking of Sandler, he recently played a song at the 50th anniversary Saturday Night Live gala. One of the lyrics was, "50 years of finding out your favorite musician is anti-Semitic." There has been speculation as to who Sandler was referring to. He declined to answer, saying there have been many over the years, but Kanye Crazy Town West claimed in a tweet on X, which makes no sense, that it was him, referencing Sandler when he said, "Adam Sandler, thank you for the love." Is Kanye clueless or crazy? Just like with many people on the X Twitter, it's hard to tell. How popular is Taylor Swift? Even the people on the periphery of her world are getting rich. Dancing with the Stars is in season 34, and according to TheWrap.com, Jan Ravnik will join the celebrity side of Dancing with the Stars. Ravnik recently was a member of the dance squad on the Swift's Eras Tour. The full cast of dancers for season 34 will be announced September 3rd on Good Morning America. Ooh, not sure I can wait that long. Earlier this week on Nightlight, we discussed aliens and ghosts, which is typically a fun topic that gets a variety of reactions. Recently, some star power has been added to the belief that aliens exist. Actress Emma Stone says she believes in aliens. She may have ulterior motives, as she is playing a CEO captured by a conspiracy group who believes she is an alien sent to destroy Earth in the new film Begonia, which hits theaters this October. When you're part of a studio talk show audience and the warm-up act tells you to do the wave when you hear the word banana, you just do it. Because why wouldn't you? Just don't do the wave when the host coincidentally says banana in her monologue. That is what happened on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and it made her furious when she realized that writer and audience warm-up act Greg Fitzsimmons was behind it. It wasn't on purpose, but he had to step onto the stage and tell the audience that they should no longer do the wave when they hear that word. Ellen's talk show ended after 19 years due to what sources say was a toxic environment. Fitzsimmons confirmed those rumors on the We Might Be Drunk podcast. He did give her props and said she was an incredible stand-up. The writer-comedian said at first the show was very chill, but after some success, she got very difficult and would make younger writers cry. DeGeneres left America after the last election, but says she is not done with show business. Sounds like show business might be done with her. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There is a slight chance of a sprinkle or two at some point today, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 71 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.